is CFRA's Afternoon Edition with Rob Snow.
Another election campaign, another child care plan. The federal New Democrats are out with their plan for a national universal child care program, which by the year 2018 would cost the government almost $2 billion a year, $1.8 billion a year. It's modeled after the Quebec child care plan, the so-called $7 a day plan. Andrea Morozek joins me now, Executive Director at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Hi, Andrea. Great to talk to you again today. Let's get down to the daily cost here touted by the New Democrats, $7 to $15 a day. What does history suggest? Can the government provide child care for $7 to $15 a day?
Well, I suppose the Quebec example right now would suggest that they struggle to keep to the prices that they've outlined there. As you know, in 1997, when Quebec started their program, it was $5 a day. It went up then to $7 a day, and the recent discussion in Quebec is around how to maintain the program. Should it be indexed to inflation? Should people of different income levels pay more? So basically, I think anybody of your listeners would understand that governments have a hard time keeping to the cost that they say. When big programs like this are started up, daycare programs are obviously something that are very expensive to do. Care of small children is expensive to do well, and we want to do that sort of thing well. So I would suggest that while the program itself is a bad idea, the amount of money being put forward doesn't begin to even hint at what the real cost of that sort of program is or would be.
Hasn't your organization in the past calculated numbers and come out with a true cost of about $75 a day?
Well, the cost of daycare, we have looked at that and others have as well. It varies a lot by age of the child. So as anyone can understand, a tiny baby is going to be a lot more expensive to care for than an older, a two-year-old or a three-year-old. Which, as I say that, I realize, you know, national plans of this sort are getting rapidly more difficult to implement well because the provinces have begun to take on a fair portion of this through things like early learning and child care plans. All-day kindergarten in Ontario does include a fair number of three-year-olds. So it begs the question of what is the hope for the NDP program? What age of child and how are they going to fit into the newly developed provincial plans? And those are happening across the country, particularly in Ontario and British Columbia. But back to the cost, the estimates vary by age, and it's a bit easier to do on an annual basis rather than a daily basis. So that's the devil's in the details there for the NDP math, I suppose.
What do the health and education outcomes suggest after researchers have looked at the Quebec model, which has been in place now since 1997? Surely there's some data on how these children do.
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that, because the sad story there is that they've learned that after having this daycare program implemented, keep in mind, of course, that parents get a heavy dose of this being an excellent choice for their children, that it will set them apart and set them on the right path for their future. So it's sad to learn that the evidence and research shows that it does not enhance, the daycare program in Quebec does not enhance the school readiness of children entering into grade one. There's been a number of assessments of the program in Quebec saying that it's low quality, that it's mediocre quality. But once the system is in place, generally speaking, then the calls are simply for more money, more money, more money to make it higher quality, which is, as I've already mentioned, difficult to do. Quebec used to have a very high ranking in the education outcomes for the province there. Recent assessments show that is slipping a bit. I'm not going to claim that's directly correlated with the daycare system. Nobody can do that. But certainly one who was a huge advocate of the Quebec system would hope for results going in the other direction, that educational assessments would be showing improvements, not diminishing results for the province.
The current government offers the UCCB, the Universal Child Care Benefit. It's $100 a month for children up to the age of six. Obviously, $100 a month doesn't get you a lot of child care, maybe a day and a half's worth of daycare. How can that be improved?
Well, these measures put forward by government are very often not the optimal ones that would truly help families. I recall when the $100 for the UCCB was put in, it was pretty much in direct opposition to a national daycare plan back then. When you ask parents, as the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada did in a poll, how they believe that funding should be received for childcare services, you can put forward a number of options, and lower taxes would be one of those, or direct payments to parents are another. On that note, it's ironic that the highest percentage across the country of Canadians who believe that family benefits should go right to parents is in Quebec. 45% of Quebecers think that family benefits should go straight to parents. So that's a lot higher percentage contrasted with the rest of Canada. So I basically think the public policy on family is not being well thought out. It's being done in a short-term political way. The Conservatives are guilty of that, as are the NDP in this instance, of offering a program they think sounds nice, but actually isn't going to help the intended recipients and is a costly thing. It could be an additional burden on families instead of being a help, which is obviously what it's intended to be.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.
That's Andrea Morozek, Executive Director at the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada.